It's still on the launch pad. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. The new Artemis moon rocket NASA hoped to send into space this morning until a fueling problem.
The launch director has called a scrub for the day.
NASA TV commentator Daryl Nail. One of the four engines on its rocket called SLS, or Space Launch System, was not getting as much fuel as it should. Now the engineers need to fix it, and that could take some time.
We must wait to see what shakes out from their test data that they're currently gathering now.
There is another launch window on Friday afternoon.
Fox's Evan Brown. This is a test flight of the new rocket and capsule carrying test dummies, not astronauts, on a six-week mission around the moon. 2 weeks after the FBI seized classified documents from former President Trump's Florida home, the Justice Department says intelligence officials are reviewing their classification. The Director of National Intelligence, Avril Haines, plans to brief Congress once that's done.
Several members of Congress are told that Haines and the intelligence community will conduct, quote, an assessment of the potential risk to national security that would result from the disclosure of relevant documents.
Now, this is a judge plans a hearing Thursday after hinting over the weekend she may approve what the Trump legal team is asking for, a special master to review what the FBI seized actually 3 weeks ago.
A neutral third-party arbiter to come in and take a look at how DOJ is handling some of the evidence in this specific case. A special master could be a retired judge. It could be an attorney that really has nothing specifically to do with the case, but it's to make sure that evidence now in federal custody was handled properly.
Fox's David Spunt at the Justice Department in Georgia. A judge just ruled that Republican Governor Brian Kemp must testify before a grand jury investigating former President Trump's attempts to overturn election results, but not until after the November vote. Kemp is running for re-election. On Wall Street, more losses on top of Friday's big sell-off. The Dow's down over 200 points. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
There are shootings being investigated in several states. In Phoenix, Arizona, one near a highway last night left two people dead, five wounded, including two police officers who fired back. The gunman was later found dead. In Bend, Oregon, a gunman went inside a grocery store and killed two people last night.
We believe the shooter entered from a residential area behind the Ford Shopping Center.
Police Chief Mike Krantz says when officers went in, they didn't have to fire a shot. The shooter was found dead near a shotgun and a rifle. In Fort Worth, Texas, police are looking for the gunman in yesterday's drive-by shooting that left a teenager and a five-year-old boy dead and a toddler injured. They were shot from a car that pulled up outside their home. The manhunt is over in Detroit with the arrest of a suspected shooter
who randomly targeted victims, four that we know of which three were killed.
It appears to be very random. One was waiting on a bus. One was walking his dog. And one was just on the street.
Detroit Police Chief James White, no motive yet. The suspect only identified as a black male in his 20s or early 30s.
That's Fox's Jeff Manasso. A team of UN experts is on the way to Ukraine today to inspect a nuclear power plant that is feared to be in danger, with both Russia and Ukraine blaming each other for attacks around the facility.
For months, experts with the International Atomic Energy Agency have tried to enter the site that is currently under Russian occupation. The site was temporarily kicked off the power grid last night, and international experts warn of the constant threat of continued fighting. Shelling last night targeting two neighborhoods in Enerhodar, which wounded at least 10 people near Europe's largest nuclear power plant.
That's Fox's Alex Hogan in Kyiv. A Russian tennis player will soon take the court at the U.S. Open in New York. York, where play has just started. That's the top men's seed, Daniil Medvedev. Tonight, Serena Williams has her first-round match in what could be her final tournament. I'm Dave Anthony, and this is Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast, featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites, like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.